A very good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America on Monday, April 18th, 2016. And this is Live Talk. I'm Blessing Zulu.
And I'm Kip Stube.
And tonight on Live Talk, we are going to talk about Zimbabwe's Independence Day.
To join the discussion, phone us directly at this number, 001-202-619-2077. And we'll call you back.
And as usual, Live Talk goes out to Zimbabwe on our 909 medium wave frequency and on the 11605 and 15775 kilohertz shortwave Monday through Friday at 8:30 p.m.
On the internet, you can find us at www.voazimbabwe.com, www.voashona.com, and www.voindebele.com.
There is no industry, but people, they have to hustle in the street. Yeah. You could find a doctor in the street. You could find a mechanic in the street. You could find anyone, any profession in the street, but it's making up. So everyone have to work for himself. That's the motto in Zimbabwe. And you should find a way to survive. It's survival of the fittest.
Education. Mukati meZimbabwe kupiwa kweruzivo kuma youth edu ndo chimwe chinhu chandinoti takapiwa kubva pa independence.
Ndibona mina kuzima kakhulu kuti abantu nje kumbe abaphilayo kumkhono weZimbabwe bazwisise ukuthi uPresident Mugabe angabe exoxa ngaliphilizwe njalo exoxa ngani, ngoba esikubonayo thina ukuthi iconomy umkhonomi uyawa njalo abantu kabasela themba lokuthi izinto zizabuya zilunge ngembana kwesikhathi esingaside kakhulu. Asazi ukuthi yena uPresident lokho akubonayo ukubona ngaliphi, kodwa kwandile nje ukuthi abantu abasemandleni bangabona ukudubeka kwabantu. Iqiniso yikho lokho ukuthi hayi abantu ababona ububele lobu obubona wa ngupresident mhlawumbe labo abasebenza bedlalela eduze la.
And once again, thanks for joining us, and you are listening to Studio 7 Live Talk. And tonight on Live Talk, we are talking about Zimbabwe at 36.
On this day in 1980, Southern Rhodesia gained independence from British rule, taking the name Zimbabwe. The day marked the end of racial segregation after a protracted war of liberation that claimed many lives. In the 90-year span that Zimbabwe was a colony, it was administered by the British South African Company under the name Rhodesia and the responsible government under the name Southern Rhodesia.
Both administrative systems were under the British monarchy. In 1965, Zimbabwe became autonomous and was led by a white segregationist government after rebel Prime Minister Ian Douglas Smith made a unilateral declaration of independence, or UDI. And of course, from June 1979, the Republic of Southern Rhodesia was replaced by Zimbabwe Rhodesia after Abel Tendekai Mzorewa won the first majority elections. Lacking international recognition after about 3 months, the country was taken back into the hands of Britain as per the Lancaster House Agreement, which was meant to facilitate transition. The country once again became a British colony known as Southern Rhodesia. In the April 1980 elections, Robert Mugabe, head of the Zimbabwe African National Union, or ZANU, won the majority and became the first Prime Minister of independent Zimbabwe.
Yabukambe zulukandaba lingalichona njani laphelikhona kula ngapho siyakwazi ukuthi liyakwazi langa namhlanje abantu bathakazelela uzibuse. So sifuna ukuzwa ngani ukuthi khona ngapho lapha elikhona lingathini ngosibuse lowo. Siyakwazi ukuthi sibili impi yenkululeko yaliwa ngabantu abaningi. Abanye balimala, abaningi bafa. Kodwa ke lamhla singathi iZimbabwe ikuphi kulandela ke uzibuse. Siyakwazi ukuthi abanye benu liyakhuluma sibili ukuthi hayi kungana kuhambe kahle. Ye, yikho likubona khona ngapho. Sifuna lisitshele lamhlanje ukuthi kambe kuhamba njani lapha elikhona. Nxa lifuna ukuthi lingene kuhlelo nansi inombolo 001-202-619-2077. Ye, kunjalo zulukandaba. Ngenani kathesi kuhlelo sixoxeni. Siyakwazi ukuthi nxa kukhulunywa ngozibuse, liyakwazi ukuthi inhliziyo iyabitshaya kancane. Asijoveni sibone mfowethu.
Wonguka hama wadiwa nasi izuva rakakosha munhoroondo yenyika, zuva iro Zimbabwe inenge ichipemberera kuwana kuzvitonga kuzere, nekuti musi uno muna 1918 kubvumbi ndo pakadzikiswa mureza uya weUnion Jack pachikwidzwa mureza weZimbabwe, nyika ichibva yatanga kuwana kuzvitonga kuzere. Saka tada kunzwa kwamuri imi vateereri kuti manga muri ipi 1980 panguva inoyi kune vamwe vanga vazvarwa. Kune vasati tada kuti mutiudzewo kuti zvinhu zvakakumirirai sei muZimbabwe umu. Gibbs.
Yebo kambeke, sifisa ukuthi kona ngapho-ke eDodito, kona ngapho-ke eBilbridge eDulibatsimu, lakhona ngapho-ke ePlumtree. Ngenani kuhlelo Zulukandaba eGwanda, kona ngapho eJawunda, kuzobuya eChinoyi. Sibekwazi kona ngapho-ke le Magapa, kona ngapho-ke eMbare. Funani Zulu sixoxeni ukuthi sibone ukuthi singakhulumani nge-independence. Sizwile namhla-ke uMongameli Robert Mugabe sithi kukhanya ngazani kula mankampani asabunjwayo eZimbabwe, lamanye asathuthukiswayo futhi ukuthi ayenze impahla ngendlela enganiphezulu. Uthi ke lokho kwenza ukuthi eZimbabwe libe lomsebenzi ethize, kodwa bakhona mpela abaningi abathi umdala lapha ubezikhulumela nje njengoba imisebenzi ingani kayikho. So sifuna ukuzwa ngani mpela Zulu, nasi isikhathi senu asifuna ukuchitha isikhathi, sifuna linalifone sixoxeni khulumani sizwe kunjalo fowethu.
I think we have our first guest, Gibbs, that is Mr. Obet Gutu, spokesperson for the Movement for Democratic Change Opposition Party. Mr. Gutu, good evening.
Good evening. Good evening, Blessing. Good evening, Gibbs. Happy Independence Day to all listeners.
Thank you so much, and happy Independence Day to you too, Mr. Gutu. I know you had a prior engagement. Our time is limited. We have about 10 minutes with Mr. Gutu. Gibbs, you can start the ball.
Right, Mr. Gutu, what is your view on today's day? You know, this is independence. I think you are enjoying. You are a free man, right?
Yeah, we are free, but we don't have freedom. I was just looking at Joshua Ngomo's book, you know, The Story of My Life. There's a very interesting quotation from that very historic book, The Story of My Life. Deliberately, I would like to quote this because, look, he's the founder, is one of the founding nationalists, and his views cannot, I could not put it better. I quote, "The hardest lesson of my life has come to me late. It is that a nation can win freedom without its people becoming free." Close quote. This is Joshua Ngomo, 1983. Basically, this captures what I would say is present-day Zimbabwe. We have gained freedom, but the people are not free. That's the tragedy. It's a historic day, yes. We understand some of us in 1980, we vividly remember we were young teenagers. We remember the excitement, Bob Marley and the way it was playing and everything, the euphoria of Uhuru and everything. It has been a betrayal of all that enthusiasm. It has been a complete betrayal of the sons and daughters who paid the, you know, ultimate price to make sure we gain independence from British colonial rule, from both sides of the armed liberation movements, ZIPRA and the ZANLA. There were young men and women who were so dedicated. Some left school at an early age. Some didn't even go to school. They believed in the virtue of freedom. But most of those, especially those who paid the ultimate sacrifice, they were going to wake up today. If we're going to resurrect them today, I'm sure they'll just shed tears of blood. It has been an utter, complete betrayal, sad.
Thank you, Mr. Gutu. Not yet Uhuru, says Mr. Gutu there. And we have our second guest, Mr. George Mukwananzi, deputy spokesperson for the People's Democratic Party. Mr. Mukwananzi, good evening.
Good evening. How are you?
We are doing great. And of course, today is April 18th, a very significant day in the history of the nation. What is your take on Zimbabwe's independence?
Well, this is a day of mourning. It is supposed to be the day when Zimbabweans reflect and reminisce that that's the day that they got their independence, but there is nothing to show for it. All that's there around them is disintegration, degradation. You know, everywhere there is decomposition and decay, you know, that has been presided over by Robert Mugabe and his ZANU-PF party. We are here talking about a country that has totally lost direction, and they are in search of the compass without any hope that they will ever find it unless the captain changes. We are here talking about a country that has no currency of its own, and yet they are clamoring every day that they liberated people, and yet they take them back to the currents of the so-called colonialists and the neo-colonialists. So it's a very embarrassing act that we have a disgraceful, you know, team of people who call themselves our liberators.
Thank you so much, Mr. Mkwananzi, and for those of you who are just joining us, a good evening, and this is Studio 7 Live Talk. And tonight on Live Talk, we are talking about Zimbabwe at 36. Gibbs.
Yes, we are going to get a blessing from the church of Cecilo Mamake, Aras Banda. Aras Banda, how are you?
How are you?
Yeah, natu tabo ngati nilapa skulu mapela ngosibuse la mtla ngumtla ka 18 April pela 36 after independence ngati ngati
abuya zizwe la Zimbabwe.
Kuchoni mam
abuya zizwe Zimbabwe kodwa nabahlupheka abuya msebenzi kahambe egoli bebuye bethule kodwa ngathi izizwe abangena yikuthi.
Kodwa ubona ngazani nxa sikhuluma ke ngokuthi abantu bakhululeka, akula kukhululeka yini?
Hayi, vele akula kukhululeka. Singathi manye bakhona bakhululekileyo kumbe babethathe ebusayo kumbe ingayiyo abakhululekileyo.
Nxa sesikhangela ke okunye khona ngapho ke esingathi yikudla into ezinjalo, njengoba ke kungazani kule El Nino leyi, uhulumende ulenzelani ngesikhathi se-independence kanti?
Akulalutho vele abantu bayalamba lezi kalinyanga vela ngathi vela kulalutho kulazibuse vele abantu bayahlupheka
pho. Manje-ke unkosikazi kumbe unkosazana mama?
Unkosikazi.
Ye, pho-ke manje nkosikazi Sibanda, kuthiweni nxa kuthi ilizwe liphakathi kwenkemenkeme nje?
Akukhona kuphela ukuthi umuntu omdala ehambe ephumula kuphela, ingxenye kungaba lethintho.
Pho manje uyakwenza njani lokhu njengoba umbuso phela kwawubolekwana mama? Yikho lapho kuhlupha khona.
Yena nje njengomuntu omdala kuphela nje ngazithathela isinqumo nje sokusebenzisa isikhawe njengoJoshua Nkomo, ehambe ephumula kuphela.
Engaphumula sokungena banjani khonapho-ke nkosikazi Sibanda?
Ngaye kungaba lentsha abanye abalo mundo engibona kakhulu umuntu laye ngakhulu anti ayesefana lo mntwana.
Hhayi ke chiya-ke umlayezelo wakho ebantwini beZimbabwe, khuluma okufisayo mama.
Mina abantu beZimbabwe nje ngibacela ukuthi ma kungathi 2018 kuphela lethi i-change ngoba hhayi lo umbuso lo wawusikile.
Yebo phela, kukhona okunye futhi ofuna ukugcizelela?
Kuphela khonokho nje lokuthi kuphela abantu abatabetile abasegoli ababuye bezivota berejiste bezivota engxa yokungaba lo mbuso osilulekileyo bengabizesiyegelelizini engayisilela kile.
Hhayi, siyakuzwa kakhulu mama, sibongele kakhulu.
Nami ngibongele.
Ye, ungathinela kusasa. So that was Mrs. Sibanda. She is in Cholocho. She was saying that you know, there's no independence to talk about in Zimbabwe. She says there are no jobs. And most kids are actually going to South Africa to look for jobs. And in most cases, they come back in coffins. You know, she says it's a sad kind of situation. And at the end of the day, she says, you know, the president should actually rest or retire or be pushed out of power through elections in 2018. She says that's the only alternative. I mean, at the end of the day, She's very concerned about what is going on.
Mm-hmm. Let's go back to Mr. Gutu. Vagutu tombo dzokera kwa muri manyora imi tsamba ku vatori venhau kana kuti yatoti joint statement nemamwe mapato muchitaura nezvezuva reindependence muchidimbu chii chaita kuti mutore danho iri
chanyanyisa kuti titore danho ratatora iroro inyaya yekuti isu semapato maopposition political parties muzimbabwe tose zvedu takatungamirirwa nemaprinciples edu tanyanyofara kuti initiative yacho yakatobva kumaprinciples vakatanga vachitaurirana pachavo Dr. Davengwa, Dr. Sangirai, Dr. Makoni, Comrade BT, nevamwe vose, Mai Chikasha. Vakati, tinoona kuti nohuwandu hwedu, chinangwa chedu chachayo tikanaso chitoropodza. Chinangwa chedu ndechimwe chete. Ndechokuwana kuti nyika yeZimbabwe yedu yechipikirwa ive neutongi hwejekerere. Utongi wokuti wegutsa ruzhinji chaiko chaiko kwokuti vanhu vazhinji vanobudirira vachikwanisawo kuti tiri munyika yedu tiri kugara takafara chatiri kurwira tose tiri kuda kuti utongi hweumbimbi ndoga hweudzvanyiriri hwapurezidendi Mugabe nezanupf hubve saka vakati zvinogobatsirei tikati nouwandu hwedu takadaro 10 or more topa imwe neimwe pati statement yayo asi tikatsoropodza mastatement iwavo toona tichange tichingotaura almost the same language raising almost the same issues hazvingavi nani here kuti tiise musoro pamwe chete kuti tipe statement imwe chete sezvo chinangwa chedu chimwe chete tikaona sekuti zvava zviri zvinhu zvakanaka zvikuru takatogara pasi takashanda zvakanaka mapato akasiyana-siyana tichifonerana tichiita mameeting tichigara pasi kudzikana tadrafta draft yestatement munoona pane pagara vanhu vakawanda kamastatement inombotanga yakareba zvokureba zviya zvino kuti munongoziva mapolitician zvokutaura nezvokunyora ndo zvatofarira kudzikanawo tazogara pasi futi kuti macomrade ngatiitei kuti statement yedu ive mocombact tobata zvipi zvatingati izvo madingindira mamain team atinoda bata ndaapi tikaona sekuti ndo nyaya idzo toda kubata idzodzo dzatanyora nyaya dzefreedom dzekurespecta constitution nyaya dzezveminda nezvimwe zvakadaro tokubata zokwenenzvera tikadaro tikazoendesa statement kumaprinciples maprinciplewo ndobva vaitarisa vakagadzirisa zvavaigadzirisa and tinofara kuti nezuro late afternoon statement yakanga yava red ndobva yaendeswa kune mivapepetu venhau saka zvinofadza
tinotenda zvikuru vagutu regai titore imwe muteereri wedare parunhare mukoma mike makadii
hai ndiri right mukoma
aiwa tiri nani maswera muchiiteiko nhasi zuva reindependence kudai
apana kungotenderera naro sango tichizama kuti pamwe tingararama zvinoshandikuita mukoma apana ungagara futi uchiti independence zvinhu zvisingafambi zvakanaka hapana chinobuda
chii chisiri kufamba zvakanaka apa mukoma mike
mukoma hapana mabasa hamuna mabasa muno musouth africa tirikungotambura muno musouth africa hapana chatiri kushanda
saka poitwa sei manje kuti mudyewo mafuta enyika mukoma mike
ini zviri kutotinetsa kuti pamakore ose aya apera ose zvinhu zvacho zviri kungoramba zvakangomira nerongo handisi kunzwisisa unene
hazvina kumira mushe
hazvina kumira mushe handisi kuziva kuti pari kumboitikei izvi
aiwa tinotenda mukoma mike tichivimba kuti pada zvichagadzirika
tiri kuchema mabasa munyika hatina mabasa tiri kutambura zvakanyanyisa muno musouth africa tiri kuchema mabasa kuti kudai hurumende yemubatanidzo ikatibatsira kuti agona kuwana mabasa tigone kuraramisawo vanyingina vari pasi
ko zvinombonzikaa kusouth africa zviri kufaya nhaye mukoma mike
hapana chiri kufaya
ndoona kababa tenisen vachiti tiri kuripwa kugara tigere kuno hakuna kumira mushe
hakuna kurimira mushe nokuurawa nekuurawa usina kuita mhosva
Aiwa, tinotenda zvikuru mukoma Mike nekupinda muchirongwa chedu. Tinotenda zvikuru. Gibbs, you heard there from our caller Mike in South Africa. We're saying all is not well, no jobs, and you know, he's complaining also the same issue that they are in South Africa, but they don't feel safe. There are a lot of killings that are going on in South Africa. Zimbabweans being targeted, and he's saying it's not a healthy situation.
Yeah. So sike siye kuba umkhwananzi ke sizukuthi angathini ngakhona kungani kubhekwe izalo nise Zimbabwe isiphandle kwamanye amazwe isingathi amazweni amaningi kakhulu baba umkhwananzi kambe babalekela indoda eyodwa kuhamba njani kuyalungiswa njani khonoko okuhluphayo Zimbabwe.
Yeah, khona into ebuhlungu ukuthi abantu bachitheka nebahlakaze kumhlaba wonke bebalekela umuntu abathi bona yibona abamkhethileyo bamfake emandleni. Akasuye yedwa, baningi njengoba ngingasho ukuthi baliqembu. Ukususwa kwakhe noma engasuswa yena mathupha, uma kulokhu sabusa iqembu lakhe kusho ukuthi konke imikhutshana yonke emibi iyoqhubeka ikhona. Yikho-ke akukuhleke ukuthi abantu bachitheke bagcwale umhlaba wonke. Sikhuluma antu nje wena use-America khonapho nabanye abanye kubo-Australia, New Zealand, everywhere kubo-UK, abanye bagcwele lapha e-South Africa. njobe esho loo ndoda ukuthi khona lapha nakhona akuphephanga, abantu bayahlukunyezwa, bayabulawa. Ukuhlala kwakhona kufana nomuntu ohleli phezu kwesihlahla ahlale evula amehlo abe neqiniso ukuthi akazumeki, ngoba angazumeka uzokuwa. Yiyo isimo esikhona, isisimo esikhona lapha e-South Africa. Akukho ukuzinza, umuntu wonke uhlalele evalweni.
So that was Mr. Mkhwananzi. He's saying that you know the lives of Zimbabweans living in the diaspora or neighboring countries is very tough. You know, he says it's like people just staying on a tree, you know. You make sure that you don't fall asleep, otherwise you know what happens, right? You just fall.
That's of course, it's a cause for concern, because there were reports last year, even with the Zimbabwean embassy in South Africa, confirming that about 400 Zimbabweans were dying in South Africa every month. Every month. And mostly, most of those who were being repatriated had been murdered in South Africa. Mr. Gutu, we had said 10 minutes, your last word.
Yeah, it's. I was just listening to the story of the comrade from South Africa. It makes my heart sink. It's sad. It's depressing. But that's the reality. That you cross over the border into South Africa, you find thousands, if not millions, of our young men and women who are there. They are living rough. They have no jobs, and they are obviously targets of xenophobic attacks. And most of them, you find them, they'll be, you know, some are even now beggars, you know, the Robert-controlled intersections, and they are scrounging for a living. And you then ask yourself, is this the Zimbabwe that we have comrades who died for, to have young people leaving their homes, going over to South Africa, to live like this, like, you know, virtual tramps and then slaves. Each and everyone you talk to, they tell you, Mdara, I want to come back home. If I could get a job, if things could be better. So this is the legacy really of President Mugabe and his ZANU-PF. To say they have pauperized the majority of the people. They have killed the Zimbabwean dream. And really my last word is that, I mean, for as long as we have Mr. Mugabe and his crew at Scones, at State House, at number one Chance and Avenue, Harare, we can forget. It will be more suffering. So, sad. I just hope that something will have to give in. We want a democratic change in this country, peaceful democratic change. I just hope that Mugabe, now that he's got a grandson, maybe you will see the wisdom of resting and going to Gushungo estates and in retirement. Having a look at these cows being milked and perhaps babysitting his grandson. That's my parting shot, really.
Thank you so much, Mr. Gutu, for joining us this evening. I know you had a prior engagement, but thank you so much for your time.
Thank you very much, comrades.
Thank you. We have another caller. Tinemwe mtereri vabu, nundofunga makadi. I want him come a blessing. Zirudi.
Hello. Oh, it's Mkoma blessing. I'm doing well.
Imuri right here. You man, come cheat us here. Gonna spend independence today.
There was nothing.
Panga pas na yutamba.
Tachingo ringo na no achingo. Papa sina.
Isusu kama zo atanga ticha kura time buenda ku waenda ne preti yako so ku independence. Hopi wa wani bonzo rakure nyama de sadza akusizini.
Vanhu vari kuitawo gathering magathering ZNT but it was not in the high mood.
Chii chiri kuita kuti zvinhu zvisanyanyo fadzi.
Vanhu vari frustrated vamwe vanongona sezvisina zvazvobasa. Like zvazvicharwa kenemukoma weku South Africa uyo you see just after independence 1980 vanhu vaigona kuda akadzidza kana asina kudzidza aigona enda kaongo unofurira basa ongowanawo basa rinoenderana nelevhel yake but zvinezvi manje munhu ane akatodzidza wacho ndi ari kutoona moto because look at some of these school leavers vanoenda kumayunivhesities vari kudzoka bek otogara kutengesa matomatoes kutengesa airtime saka there's no meaning.
Hazvina kumira mushe.
Hazvina kumira mushe.
Saka kana zvadai nai mukoma bhunhu pogadziriswa sei?
I think we need a new era yetinotowana independence because ndoona sokuti hangu vanhu vakangowana kaindependence kaperiod kadidiki just after 1980 then thereafter it was suffering through and through kuma90s vanhu vava kutotanga kutambura ma95 98 makambani vachivhara and so forth saka panotoda kutotanga kupatsva chaiko.
Aiwa, tinotenda foni yacho inobva yanga yakatawo but that's Mr. Bonuse there is lamenting the fact that there are people are unemployed, you know, and he says it's a cause for serious concern, and he says people enjoyed independence only for a brief period, but now all is not well. People are suffering. People are frustrated.
What story again? Umnumzalo Mandla osekunga lapho Ndlovu. Baba Mandla Ndlovu unganjani?
Yaphila njani mntu?
Ngasiphile kakhulu Ndlovini. Kunjani lapho khona?
Hayi, good right.
Ngiyehlisa mbijani imsakazi wakho.
Hayi, ngikhathana la vele.
Yebo, siyabe siwuzwa xa sikhuluma la.
Mm.
Yeah, okay. So ungathini mnumzana ngozibuza?
Lapha umuntu engayitsho ukuthi hayi uzibuze yena. Agakho vela celebrate impenje ngoba asizibusi lapha anti siyabuswa abazenzela umathanda bona yibo abezana iPF lomgago wabo kuphela ama members akhona abanga celebrate leli langa ngoba bazenzela umathanda thina sibula indlala so ayo ukuthi sithi khona siyazibusa sithi siyaliphakazelela leli langa ngathi asilangqondo nje.
Po manje kubeka Ndlovu.
Into nje singathi nje kufele
singayenza. Uthi ngiyenze so Ndlovu, cela ubambe khona po. Siyabuya kuwe. Kodwa uyehlise le radio phela kancane. Ubambe khona po. Mike Jan.
And also Mr. Mkwananzi, please do stay on the line for our radio listeners. Unfortunately it ends here, but the good news is we are streaming live, so go to www.voezimbabwe.com and press on live talk. And of course, we'll post this discussion on our Facebook page, our Shona page, the Bele page, and also our English page later on. Gibbs.
Yeah, this land is on Facebook. We have seen in America. We have seen Upper Street. This is Gibbs Dubai in Washington, D.C., saying stay tuned.
And I'm blessed.